Good evening, everyone. I want to personally thank the Olam for their dedication to this learning, to this shiur. We're all busy, Baruch Hashem, with Pesach preparations. We all relate that the preparations need to happen on many levels, on multiple tiers. And thank you for appreciating along with myself that this sort of being mimic in a relevant sugya and hopefully revealing new vistas and working it through with Pobel Chaverim is integral to our Pesach preparations. Is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim child-centric or adult-centric? There's an immediate resonance which that question has, and relevance which that question has for all of us. I think it's safe to say all of us are, Baruch Hashem, we're transitioning more and more to the phase where Gidol of Banim is primal to our lives with this generation, and therefore this question is of course not an academic question. The whole hashkafa of the Seder, to what extent is it about the children, and to what extent is it about the adults? And I think if you ask most people, they'll respond from the hip. Probably, if I would take a straw poll vote, probably most people would say, yeah, it's of course about the children. Is that taka true? And should adults really put their ruchniyistika needs and spiritual stimulation on the back burner and just focus on the children? I mean, I think this question has to be asked on many different levels. But from a halacha perspective, from a ikar hadin hakdara of the mitzvah, I would like to explore that question with no preconceived notions, being medayik from the source, and letting the chips fall where they may, and tracing the patterns in the lumdus and in the construct, and let's see where this takes us. So let's read together the Rambam's presentation of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in the beginning of Parak Zayin of Hilchos Chametz Umatzah. Let's read very carefully. Tonight's presentation is hinged mostly in the power of Diyuk. You'll tell me your take on these Diyukim. Mitzvah Saseh Shal Taira L'Saper B'Nisim V'Nefloi Shenasu L'Avaseinu B'Mitzrayim. It is a mitzvah saseh to tell over the story regarding the miracles which happened to our forefathers in Mitzrayim. Bilal Chamisha Aser B'Nisan, we do this on the 15th of Nisan. Shenemar Zachar Asayayim Hazar Sheir Tzasim Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says in Parashas Bo, soon after the Yetzias Mitzrayim story itself. Zachar Asayayim Hazar Sheir Tzasim Mitzrayim. Remember this day which you left Mitzrayim. So the Rambam is understanding the Pasuk, remember this day which you left Mitzrayim, is a reference to Seder night, when we are, in his words, Misaper v'nisim v'neflois, and thereby remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. And this Zachar Asayayim Hazar Sheir Tzasim Mitzrayim means oral remembrance, not simply mental remembrance. K'may Shenemar Zachar Asayayim HaShabbos, just like Zachar Asayayim HaShabbos. The Zachar, one could have learned likewise, is just think about it. But Chazal, there we know, understand not that way. Zachar is verbal. This is the mitzvah of Kiddush. So likewise, Zachar is the Yom HaShari Tzasim Mitzrayim, is the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Umi nine shal b'lach hamisha asar, the Rambam told us that the timing is l'lach hamisha asar of Nisan. Now, hey, the pasuk of Zachar is the Yom HaShari Tzasim Mitzrayim is quite nondescript, the Rambam's pasuk, right? Remember this day you left Mitzrayim. Very nondescript, no explicit mention about Lel HaSeder. So how do you know Lel HaMisha Aser? It's here where we need a new drasha. And here the Rambam brings a whole new pasuk with a whole new drasha's chazal. Tam Olaymer, v'gadat l'vincha b'yayim ha'olaymar, b'avor zeh b'shosh yeish matzamar menachem l'vanacha. Here he quotes the drasha in the Mechilta, which is cited in the Haggadah, of course, that it lays in the v'gadat l'vincha b'yayim ha'olaymar, b'avor zeh osa Hashem li. You're telling your child, Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim, bavur zeh, for the sake of this, which Chazal believe means you're pointing at the matzah, Pesach Matzamar. Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim for these things here, the Pesach Matzamar, to read the pasuk like Rashi reads in a Chumash. Hashem took me out so I'm Mekayim mitzvahs, like this Pesach Matzamar, that's the theological basis for the Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the point is the father is talking to his child about this Bavur Zed, this Pesach Matzamar, in front of him, also from Yechazal Drev, B'Shashish Matzamar Menachem V'Decha, the mitzvah is being performed, B'Shashish Matzamar Menachem V'Necha. V'Alpha Pisha Ein Leben, this mitzvah applies even though you don't have a son. So let's stop here for a minute. The Rambam, in his initial presentation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, has he been marked to this at all as a mitzvah about children. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah with saper benisim v'nefloi shenas l'avaseinu. No mention about children. Moreover, the pasuk which he brings as the primary marker, Zachar Siyam Azazah Yitzhasim Mitzrayim, does not say anything about children or dialogue with children. Remember this day you left Mitzrayim. The first time in this initial presentation children creeps up is kind of derech agav, kind of parenthetical. The Rambam now grapples al pi darko. Oh, what is the source? If the source of CPT terms in the Pasuk of Zachar, what is the source that it's at the Seder? Here he cites the sister Pasuk, the other Pasuk of Yigadat Levincha. Where we have a drasha of Bavur Zeh, which points us to Seder night. So this is the Giloy that likewise the Pasuk of Zachar, right, is a Seder night mitzvah, as much as it's cross-referencing between two Pasukim. But the actual halacha the Rambam is dealing with here does not seem to be a child halacha. L'sapra b'nisim v'nefloi is derived from Zachar, one prod of the mitzvah, the timing, clarified by a pasuk about children, v'gadat levincha. And I would argue it is for this reason that the Rambam in Lashono Hazav, with his golden pen, throws in the words here, right after he brings the drasha of v'gadat levincha b'shashi yishmatzom ha'olam v'necha, v'afafa p'she'im l'ben, even though you don't have a son, the Hamshach of the Rambam is, I just brought in for you the Pasuk of Yigadat Levincha to clarify the timing. So you might start to look at this as a child mitzvah and you might segue in a whole different direction. No, even Yigadat Levincha with its criteria of the Zman Bavur Zeh B'Shashi Yishmatzom Ha'olam V'necha is not limited to children, right? And that clarification segues us back to the Rambam's initial presentation. Nothing to do with children per se. It's a mitzvah of Sapa B'Nisim and Aflais as emerging from the Zachar.
But would you acknowledge already that there's some extra mitzvah responding to the son?
The pasuk bears your. So Rabbi Nachum is saying the pasuk saying v'gadat levincha, right, is going to have to be dealt with, and we will see how the Rambam deals with it. The pasuk raises the question: where does Ben fit into the picture? But the Rambam in the tzura of his halacha thus far has not addressed the question. That's all I want to observe, right? Then, in other words, Mikra would point us in this direction and needs a resolution. But the Rambam in his presentation of the halacha, I think, is very clear. The Ikar HaMitzvah and its Ikar HaMakar, right, is not a child-based. And the Rambam has thus far used the pasuk of child for a very limited purpose. Good. By the way, we know the Rambam generally does not invent drashas himself. Sometimes the Rambam will use drashas that are in very obscure midrashim that are not the primary midrash. In this case, too, I found it's a mechilta to Rabbi Yishmael, not the primary mechilta. It's a mechilta to Rabbi Yishmael, which says Zachar is the pasuk for Sikhan Tzitzarim and Vigadat Levincha is Pavur says the clarification of this man. I was able to find the drashi halacha that clearly frame it this way. Okay. Now, good. I'm going to skip now to the Rambam's halacha beis. Says the Rambam in halacha beis. And I'm saying halacha beis. I'm not getting into the question that likely the Rambam did not devise them as aleph and beis, but as a different punctuation. I'm not getting into that question. When I say halacha beis, that's not the power of my day. Good. But let's move on to halacha beis here in the Rambam. Now he says, mitzvah l'hidya l'bam. It's a mitzvah to inform your children about Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'afilu lo shalu, even if your child does not ask. Shenemar v'higadat levincha. And here he brings the pasuk of v'higadat levincha, not simply for time clarification, but as the makar for a direct and inherent mitzvah, mitzvah l'hidya l'banim, v'afilu lo shalu shenemar v'higadat levincha. Which addressing Rabbi Nachum's question, which he had to, right? V'gadat Levincha, beyond timing that appears parenthetical in the pasuk, is saying there's something here about children. To me, it is abundantly clear in the Rambam's bifurcating and dividing of two dinim here, that these are two independent halachas, which are part of the overall global mitzvah of CPT is Mitzrayim, but two independent halachas. One, L'saper, nothing to do with children. That's an independent personal mitzvah, L'saper. And then there's a separate halacha to be ma'idia one's children, which a parent of children has. Right, number one, very clearly he's stating them separate. Certainly from his get-go, he did not say this is a mitzvah about children. And even if you don't have children, you're high, but quite the contrary. From his onset, he says it's a mitzvah l'saper. And then he says, mitzvah l'hidia l'banim, as the second idea, point A. Point B is the fact that he's written two distinct nekairos in the Torah. Perhaps based on a drashim I alluded to before. But what is the makar for mitzvah l'saper of halacha aleph? Zachar asiyam hazeh. The Gad Tel Vincha creeps up there only for parenthetical purposes, for gili of timing. But Rex, we're not going to believe that these two dinim in the overall mitzvah have a different time frame. But that's parenthetical. The primary makar of halacha aleph is zachar. Halacha beis, mitzvah l'idia l'banim, is the pasuk of the Gad Tel Vincha, has its primary makar. Right? So these are two, not only separated, but each one with a different primary makar in the Torah. It's very clear in the Rambam.
The further you pull those two apart, the harder it's going to be how they can reflect on each other. Meaning, if they're separate, may hit the page of the Gadol Vincha, it's going to be Megala on Zohar.
Right. That is obviously going to be somewhat of a tension, not something which I lose sleep over, because ultimately, and Rabbi Yehuda's question is going to compound on me a little more, as he said, as I drive them the wedge a little further, ultimately, these two dinim are not counted as two mitzvahs, and the Rambam's Tarya gets counted as one CPTS mitzvah, so it's going to have to be two dinim of one umbrella mitzvah, and we could talk about other umbrella mitzvahs in the Taryag, we could debate, these criteria, but as Rabbi Yehuda said, I would have to say, as much as these are two distinct dinim, there's a hanacha here in the Rambam, which might really be in that medrash I mentioned before, if you read it carefully, that as much as these are two dinim, they are presumed to be part of an umbrella mitzvah, and therefore the same basic time from Menachili. Correct. But that is a chiddush. A chiddush, I'll call it. It's not, to me, it's not attention to me. It's a noteworthy point. I struggle to use the word chiddush because the word chiddush, I have to tell one here, the more I live life, the more I find how language, as much as it's a clarifier, is a divider, because we all make different assumptions with different words and different phraseologies. The word chiddush, right, I think might mean different things to different people. To me, it's not something, certainly, it's not something bewildering. It's not something difficult. It's something notable that as much as these are two dinim, there's an assumption here that as an umbrella, it's one of, they don't have a different time frame, and the time one's Megal and the other. Diak 3 I'm going to make here is not only they state it separately, not only do they have a separate makar, but let's read even sharper. You notice how the Rambam uses the word mitzvah in regard to both of these two. In halacha aleph, mitzvah saseh shel tira l'saper benisim, and in halacha beis, mitzvah l'hidia l'banim. He calls them both a mitzvah. In stark contrast to other pratim, to other details in CPTS Mitzrayim, which the Rambam presents as Parak Zayin of Halos Chametz Matzah unfolds, where the Rambam will say there's another detail, v'tzarech. For example, Hosein Halacha Gimel, v'tzarech lasu shinei b'layla hazek deshiyiru habanim v'yishalo. Halacha Gimel, the Rambam's introducing the whole notion of sheilu tshuva, right? That the Seder has to be through question-answer form, and you need to stir your children's interest, right? He doesn't say mitzvah lasa shinech deshiyish. No, v'tzarech, it's something you need to do, it's another prat. And likewise in Halacha Dalet, he'll say, v'tzarech lahaschol b'gnos lo sayin b'shvach. There's another tzarech, there's another halacha. Right? In stark contrast, when it comes to Hidia Labanim, he doesn't say Vitzarach, right? That it's a detail within the Saper, just as he's going to say Vitzarach, you have to be masculine and slam yourself. Vitzarach, you need to address your children, right? The Rambam deviates. It's the, this is the, Halacha Beis, Mitzvah Hidia Labanim is the only detail following Halacha Aleph in, here in his Halacha, where he says the word mitzvah. To me, it's very clear that, in fact, it's a separate mitzvah within the umbrella mitzvah. And I'll leave it to everyone subjectively to define that exactly. But the point is that being Ma'idia Labanim in the Rambam is not just a detail. How you do CPTS, if you have children, the way Tzarech L'Hasl B'Gnesel Sayin B'Shvach, the way Tzarech L'Asa Shinei K'deish Yeshu Labanim is, no, it has a certain independent reality as a mitzvah. The dots. The Rambam's capitalizing on the fact that it has a separate makar within the umbrella mitzvah. So to me in the Rambam, the whole framework of CPTS Mitzrayim, perhaps the assumptions of what it is, has been turned on its head. There are two independent mandates. And I would say in the Hashkafa of the Rambam, each one has its own mandate, imperative focus, and ought not compromise on the other. That I would argue, according to the Rambam, is CPTS Mitzrayim adult-centric or child-centric, according to the Rambam. It's both. Right, you have, there are two independent elements of the mitzvah, right? And those who correctly engage the children, but they ought not neglect the adult, i.e. themselves or any other adult, right? And certainly they need to find a way out, right? To be stimulated themselves, along with stimulating the children. This is part of sophistication, and certainly we all take it for granted, not to forsake the children. Adult conversation which forsakes the children. I think it's a certain sophistication, certainly in the Hashkafa, if you're going to do both mitzvahs, especially Musa, Manah, Reza, Meshulach, Kalel, there's a certain sophistication. It's a challenge, but I think a challenge we can rise to in conducting a Seder which is adult friendly and child friendly and stimulating both.
In terms of the Diego Mitzvah's essay versus mitzvah, do you have any? It's
a good question. What do you think, Rabbi Huda? I think the only reason why it says mitzvah essay is because he's first introduced, you know, it's because I believe it's an umbrella mitzvah. So the initial introduction, where here he's giving meaning to the Sipri Yitzias Mitzvah, which he counted in the Koseres. So he says mitzvah essay, I thought, just because here he's introducing the whole umbrella mitzvah. And so therefore even mitzvah breakdowns, he'll say mitzvah. He won't say again mitzvah essay, because mitzvah essay to him will immediately mean another count. That's what I thought, but I hear Michael. Good. So I would suggest, and I'm keen on how to learn. You know, as I said, when the miner digging out west would find gold, what does he do? Finds a little gold, keep digging, right? In Torah, if there's a revelation, keep digging. Everything in Torah has implications, consequences, payers. If I'm understanding the Rambam correctly here, there are two distinct mitzvahs, call them mitzvah elements within CPTC and strength focuses. Perhaps they have different dinim and divergent elements to them, right? Let's see. Well, what is the shear, the bare bones requirement of each respective mitzvah? Seeper to oneself, right? And teaching one's children. So let's read very carefully. In Halacha Aleph, when the Rambam is laying out Lesaper to oneself, he says, Lesaper benisim v'neflois. One needs to be misaper the miracles and the wonders. For another discussion, the Rambam does not believe you could simply say we left Mitzrayim and even have a minimal fulfillment. You need to mention miracles. Miracles, wonders. Good. So the mitzvah is lesaper miracles and wonders which happened to our forefathers in Mitzrayim. And then the Rambam says, at the end of Halacha Aleph, v'chol hamarach b'tvarim she'ayu v'shahayu hareza meshubah. When the Rambam mentions here the halacha of Kol HaMarav HaRez HaMeshubach, you'll note, the Rambam understands that Kol HaMarav HaRez HaMeshubach is not simply being marba more words in CBT's Mitzrayim, but it's actually to introduce another element, not simply L'saper B'nisim V'neflois, right? But the Kol HaMarav B'Tvarim She'iru V'Shahayu, you discuss what happened and what was, you discuss the circumstances of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The way Paro imposed the labor and the way the Mitzrayim reacted when we were still, our population was still growing, and the v'chulu v'chulu, right? When one is marpa b'dvarim she'iru v'shahayu, beyond per se the miracles, the setting, the context, the framework, what happened to Mitzrayim, which no doubt gives meaning to the Nisim and Avlais. Hashem was intervening to save us from circumstance X, Y, Z, right? That the Harez HaMeshubach is to go beyond miracles, but to talk about everything which happened. That's, I think, a powerful idea can wrap in the Harez HaMeshubach is not simply Kol HaMarav HaRez HaMeshubach, it's not simply the Sapa Benisim and Avlais, but do more than you have to, actually to give a much more elaborate, to introduce Dvarim She'iru V'Shahayu. So here we have, in terms of the Sapa to the adult, the bare bones, Nisim and Avlais, right? And it's a Harez HaMeshubach to talk beyond miracles and wonders about circumstances in the story, Dvarim She'iru V'Shahayu. Parenthetically, I believe there's no extra word in the Rambam here. Iru and Hayu are not one of the same in the Harez HaMeshubach. Ira means happenings, things, right? Hayu means things that were. So I believe events and circumstances is the way we would say it in English, which are not necessarily one of the same. right? Events are things which happen, circumstances, you know, can be conditions. Okay, fine. That's the Lysoprolatism. Let's read carefully, however, when it comes to the children. When it comes to the children, the Rambam says in Halacha Beis. So what? How are you modil abanim? What do you say? Kate said, "Im hayakatan otipesh." If your child is young or foolish, I was once reading this Barabbim, and a person piked up from the end, "You can't use the word tipish anymore when you're talking about children." I said, apparently Chazal were not nearly as stigmatized as we were in the 21st century, but okay. Kate said, "Im hayakatan otipesh, omer lo bani, kulanu hayinu avadim, kamo shefcha o kamo evetzeh." Kid, son, we were all slaves in Mitzrayim, like this maid or like this slave, b'Mitzrayim. And on this night, Hashem redeemed us and took us free. So again, if your son is a katan or a tibish, your child's son and daughter is a katan or a tibish, you say, we were all slaves in Egypt, like this slave you know about. And on this night, Hashem took us out. You notice, you don't necessarily tell him any miracles. Talking to your katan or tibish, you say, on this night, we were slaves in Mitzrayim, like that slave you know. And on this night, Hashem took us out. Vimhaya ben gadol v'chacham, your son is mature or wise. Modia masha iru lanu b'Mitzrayim, you tell him the circumstances that were in Mitzrayim. V'nisim shenasa lanu al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, and the miracles which happened through Moshe. Hakol lefi dai toshel ben, all accordance with the son's das. Mandate at the Seder, dai toshel ben. Hold on. How does the shear of the mitzvah of L'Hodiyah Labanim corresponds to L'Saper La'atzmo? It's fascinating. When it comes to the L'Saper La'atzmo, there's a concrete shear. You are obligated to tell yourself Nisim and Aflais, and it's Harezim Meshubah when you talk about Iru B'Shahayu circumstances. Right? Nisim and Aflais is the mandate. Your child, on the other hand, do you have to tell your child more than you have to tell yourself or less? It all depends who the child is. The case of the Katan of the Tipish, you notice, you don't even say the nisim and aflois that you had to be misaper to yourself, right? The Rambam simply says you tell your katan or tipish child generally, avodam hayinu l'mitzrayim k'may evetz ashef chazal b'leil azat pagos arakadosh baruch hu, right? And that satisfies the needs of the katan or the tipish. You're not mentioning the nisim and aflois, which was the bare bones chiyuv to the adult himself. And notice, perhaps even more revealing, if your son is gadol v'chacham, your chiv is to tell him even more than you had to be lesaper to yourself, the adult. No longer is it simply lesaper nisim and aflois with circumstances as a voluntary harizim meshubach. You are obligated to tell your son who's a gadol v'chacham. Masha iru lanu b'Mitzrayim, circumstances, elaboration in the story. What was going on? That becomes the obligation. And the nisim and aflois, you even should be more detailed. You tell him that it happened through Moshe Rabbeinu. You tell him details about the nisim and aflois. Right? That here we see what might seem strange, but I think not so strange based on what we're developing. These two halachas, to oneself and to one's children, because they are in fact, in the Rambam's words, two different mitzvahs from two different makairas, their focus is entirely different and their shear is entirely different. The chiyuv l'saper la'atzmo, one is telling oneself what they already know as an adult, but which requires the Torah mandates expression, so there's a concrete shear to it. Nisim and aflois and harizim meshubach, dvarim shiur v'shayu. The child, the chiyuv is lefi daito shalben, whatever it takes to stimulate the child. If the child's a simpleton, tell him even less than you would be obligated to tell yourself. I mean, my kind of the mitzvah, because I'm doing lefi daito shalben. My son's a katan or a tinish. If your son's a katan, a chacham, interestingly, apparently, if you even give him what's the adult narrative, but the child's not stimulated, yeah? And this is about a fascinating thing. You notice how mature children sometimes require more stimulation than adults, right? Your mature child, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah unless you give him what it takes to stimulate him. That's what Lefi Daito means. And the mechiyuv becomes more than the adult had to tell himself. You tell that somebody something to close, it's not enough. The bare bones mechiyuv is that you have to tell that child, right? Dvarim shiur v'shahayu, and the miracles with Moshe, and the Rambam is clearly alluding to a make that gauge constantly depending where your child is, right? That it seems strange at first glance. The mitzvah l'hodiyah labanim is sometimes less than the l'saper la'atzmo, sometimes more, but not strange at all when you appreciate it. It's a totally different mitzvah within the umbrella mitzvah, with a different focus, different mandate. I believe in the Rambam mitzvah stimulate the child, the needs of the child, and your own personal needs and your own personal mitzvah. That shouldn't mix into the equation at all. That's your own kriya, which you're rakaim. Whatever it takes to stimulate the child. More than your own mitzvah, less than your own mitzvah. And the Rambam, you'll notice, even mixes some other antics in terms of the needs of the child. For example, you'll notice very interesting when it comes to the katan or the tapish. He says, he tells the katan or the tapish, avadam hayinu kimo eved zeh, the shifcha zeh, you point. You understand, because a katan or a tipesh has no ability, no concept of abstract thought, right? It's sad to me when I notice certain adults who have a surprising inability for abstract thought. I tend to notice certain professions, I'm not going to mention, but certain professions, even people who are quite successful in those professions, certain ways of thinking, they have a lot of trouble with the abstract thought, which in-depth Torah requires, I found. I'm not going to give examples, certainly on the record. But certainly a katan or a tapish who has trouble with abstract thought, you have to say, avadim, basmeitas. You have to be able to say, the Rambam says, as your mitzvah, kamo eved zeh, tipish zeh, and you make a gauge if your child is not an abstract thinker. I mean, a young child is not. That's a healthy for a young child to be concrete. You have to say, kamo eved zeh, shechazah, obviously, in the modern era, your concrete examples, eved zeh, shechazah, might be harder, right? Perhaps you come with other concrete examples of real suffering. You need the concrete example. If your child's a concrete thinker, the Rambam, it's really, you can go many places with this, especially with the sophistication we have today in chinuch and education. It stimulate the child, and these are two independent mitzvahs, the two independent actors, I think very powerful.
In terms of the tipush of katan, so saying that Hashem is motzi us, I'm not disagreeing with you, but saying that Hashem is motzi us to me implies that there's some kind of nis. You're not being mefarit what those nisim and flows were. But to say that Hashem took us out, I think the implication would mean there was some kind of miraculous experience. And so it may be on a lower frequency than your own chiyuv, but you're still hinting or somehow...
See, Rabbi Yehuda and I are splitting hairs over here. I believe Hashem taking us out, divine intervention, right? Divine intervention. You know, I believe you have divine intervention, hashkachas Hashem, over events that we might not use the word nes. Definitely in the word nes, right? Okay, you know, I'm not going into the Rambam on a deeper level, appreciating nisim nestarim, but I am not convinced that hotzi Hashem, so, as a statement, would mean nes galoy.
Yeah.
Certainly, and Rabbi Yehuda and I are questioning. Rabbi Yehuda, I think, is recognizing an idea that he doesn't use the words nace when it flows. So Rabbi Yehuda is, I think, raising the question, and we can debate if this is semantical, if there's a conceptual difference. Is this difference in the Rambam? Is it Rabbi Yehuda believes Hotzianu is implying there's nisim, but you're not getting into the nisim? I'm suggesting that Hotzianu might not even enter the whole question: was it nace? Was it miraculous breaking teva?
So
or was it Hashem orchestrating the teva?
So the Ramban, on the pasuk Asher Hotzi Sifo Me Orkastim, the Ramban says it implies either a nace nister or a nace niglo, like Chazal say, that's the story with the Kibshon Ha'esh. But it could also, but it's definitely a nace. The question is whether it's some kind of nace nister or a nace niglo. So
I think that's an excellent sushta from the Ramban. And I guess I'm asking the question, the Rambam we know throughout Torah speaks about nes and nistarim. Would the Rambam use the word nes to describe, correct, it was very interesting, right, to describe the powerful truth of my breathing right now? Good. All right.
The makar for the Rambam, for the din that you're saying the mitzvah tells oneself, is Zohar Sayyim Hazer Asher
Yotzasim Mitzrayim.
Asher Yotzasim Mitzrayim. So the pasuk itself, you know, meaning especially if you don't learn, you know, that's alluding, that just referencing the Yetzi itself is alluding to Nisim and Nifloys. So then how does the Rambam take out of the pasuk that you're supposed to be Misaper B'Nisim V'Nifloys Dafka?
Excellent, right. This is a powerful question. I have a bias on this question because I have another theory that we have to really discuss where he gets the Lesaper from and the Pasuk of Lamant Hesaper Basni Bincha, which might be another cross Gili, though the Rambam doesn't say. You're right. I believe in the Zohar itself. Again, you see how intertwined these discussions is. That might not be, according, right, that might not clarify that it's Nisim and Aflaus, the same way it might not clarify the words lasapra. Yes, yes, we might need a different marker. I happen to believe the marker that we send in a place is from the Pascha Flamata Saper, and that's where the word lasapra is coming from. But you're right, you're right. That opens up a different Pandora's box, but you're right, you're right. Right, as we say, everything is intertwined. Everything's intertwined. I thought I'd be able to avoid that maracha, but I see I would have to fully answer everyone's question. I would have to open up that Pandora's box. Oh, let's continue with these. Do you come in the roundup? And I'll try to do this quickly. You know, due to the fire, we're up to a time break, but we're mamash just touching the tip of the iceberg. There's so much here. Of course, you notice that the Rambam uses a different lashon for these two mitzvahs. Lesap in the adult mitzvah, alf lesaper, and in the child, lehaidia, to inform. And I think that's a significant difference. Lesaper, when one tells a story, the issue of whether one knew it before or not is really not the question. One could tell a story. I mean, I'm just reading my daughter a story, which I myself have heard about, which I knew since childhood. Yeah, but you can read a story with the stimulation of a story, even if you know it already, right? Lesaper, that's the adult chiyuv. Otherwise, you could say lesaper. The bottom little idea, that means to teach the child something new, idea, teaching you something, informing you. I think that captures the deep which we were making when it comes to the child. You need to be giving the child newness that is conscious, right? For the cut of the teeth, it's just very quite new, just to open up something very elementary. For the Gavul Chacham, it really has to be something new, and you need to be stimulating him. And if for simply to say the Mishnah voice are not enough, I think they're out. It's very medoyic, the fact that he used the words lasapa versus the idea, the way we're being medoyic. Now, there's another time that the distinction between lahidia and lasapa creeps up in the Rambam, and this is a little more mysterious. I'll lay out to the island very quickly what my hatsah is. If you look in halacha dalet, sarach lahaslo b'gnos losayim b'shvach, so the Rambam mentions both shitas, which we incorporate in the halacha and the gemara, masim losayim b'shvach, doesn't mean right, the ruchnius tikkagnus and shvach of the mitchilov de avaydasara hayu avaseinu, or it doesn't mean the physical avadam hayinu maschal b'gnusim sayim b'shvach. And he says, v'tzarach l'haschal b'gnusim sayim b'shvach keitzad maschal u'mesaper shebetchilo hayu avaseinu b'meitarach kaifrim. When it comes to the ruchnius tikkag, mitchilov de avaydasara, he says the word l'saper. However, when it comes to the physical shibet, he says, v'chein maschal u'maydia shavadam hayinu. And I was very troubled by this, right? Why in the Maschal B'Gnusim Sayim B'Shvach, when it comes to the Ruchni Yisteka, Mitchilo of the Avodah Zarah, he uses the word Lesaper, and when it comes to the physical Avodah Hayinu, he uses the word Lahidia, and I thought it's especially provocative reading the Rambam carefully and recognizing that the Lesaper versus the Lahidia already took on a meaning here in the Rambam, right? As the the parents' mitzvah to themselves versus the informing the children, Sipur versus informing something new. Why would that figure in these two perspectives of Maschal B'Gnusim Sayim B'Shvach troubled me very much? I have a Mechudash Tekatzah for the other one, which I'll throw out quickly. I want to suggest that the Rambam understood that Maschal B'Gnusim Sayim B'Shvach, when Chazal instituted it, it was based on one of these two mitzvahs. They in fact were masakin in the Nusach of the Haggadah in all situations, but it was motivated as an elaboration of one of these two mitzvahs, either the Lesaper La'atzma or the Lahodia Levana. When it came to the Mitchila of the Avodah Zarah, that whole perspective from the days of Terach, right? There's absolutely no reason to align it with the mitzvah Lahudia Labana more than Lasaper Latzma. Because it's totally introducing something new, which was not in the bare bones mitzvah of either. Right? Discussion about the historical perspective of That does not fit neatly into either, and the Rambam naturally pivoted in the direction that'll be part of the Lesaper La'atzmo. However, when it comes to the Avodah Hayinu, which is an elaboration of the story, the primary story of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, And it's Avodim Hayinu is not only discussing the Nisim v'Naflais. Avodim Hayinu is describing the whole circumstance, as the Rambam himself says. Here, Avodim Hayinu laParo v'chol harosh shagamalano. Right, you discuss the circumstances and how Paro mistreated us. The Avodim Hayinu text is not only discussing Nisim v'Naflais, it's discussing the circumstances. So considering the fact that the mitzvah of Sefer LaHatzmo, according to the Rambam Lishi Tosso, is not Mechai to discuss circumstances, only Nisim v'Naflais. But the mitzvah Lahudil Lebanim at times is Mechai to talk about circumstances, i.e. if you have a Ben Chacham, a Ben Gadol v'Chacham. Therefore, the Rambam understood it's logical because the Avodah Hayinu, right, can be correlated to one of the primary mitzvahs more so than the other. The mitzvah Hodiyah Labanim at times would actually involve saying something Avodah Hayinu did. So it's logical to assume that the Machayiv of Avodah Hayinu Midrabanan is this is the way up. You want to be my dia to your Ben Chacham, do it through the Avodah Hayinu text. And then Chazal extended it further, Mishum Leiplug, in every Haggadah you need Avodah Hayinu. But because what Avodah Hayinu is, discussing the circumstance of the Sheba, naturally aligns with what at times is in your mitzvah Lahodiyah Labanim, in a way which it does not correspond to the Lasaper. That's why the Rambam understood that the Hagdaras HaMitzvah of Avodah Hayinu is Mitzvah LaHaydia, unlike the Mitchila of the Avodah Zarah, which doesn't directly correspond to either mitzvah. So it's logical to assume wherever Chazal made this judgment, why should we assume it's related to the Mitzvah LaHaydia Labanim? The assumption would be that it's part of the L'Sapa L'Atzma. That's a Mechudashtika possibility I wanted to throw out. The math works. This is all just very creative to me, where the Rambam is getting this from, but at least I have a way to connect the dots here. This is all the Rambam till now. Two distinct mitzvahs, two distinct mandates at the same, and we have to be very, very sophisticated to do them both right and not one not compromise the other. I think the Chinuch has an entirely different perspective to this whole mitzvah. Notice many, many differences. First of all, the Chinuch from the get-go quotes the pasuk of the Gadatol Menchi, never quotes the pasuk of Zacharas Yer Mazah. L'saper, mitzvah chaval from the Chinuch. L'saper be'ini nitzias mitzrayim, shenemer b'gadatol vencha. Also note, the lashon of the Chinuch. Va'fil be'noi l'veinatzmo im ein sham acherim, chayv l'haitziyat dvarim b'pev. The Chinuch b'avarns is a chiddush, that even if you're a loner and you don't have other people to talk to, you, the loner, need to tell it to yourself. That means the Chinuch was assuming that there's three steps in the mitzvah. Of course, if you have children, you've got to speak to your children. But the Chinuch was assuming that once we pivot away from children, the assumption is that you're not talking to yourself, you're talking to other people. It's a chiddush which has to be spoken out, v'afilu be'no l'vein atzma. Right? V'afilu ain't shem acherim, but he speaks as a chiddush. The Rambam never speaks out. V'afilu ain't shem acherim, you have to relate to yourself. The Rambam in Halacha Aleph is like, l'saper, doesn't talk about other people. To me, this was another anomaly between the Chinuch and the Rambam, but I want to suggest it's all Shitasa. In the Rambam, the primary mitzvah of Zachar, Zachar is the only Shitasa in the Mitzrayim. There's no mention there about a dialogue with other people. Zachar, just like Zachar Kiddush on Shabbos, it's my own personal, right? So of course the L'Saper is L'Saper Bein Ola Bein Atzma. In other words, we got it to Tabanim. Dialogue with others at the Seder might be nice, but I'm suggesting that Rambam doesn't really, dialogue with non-children, I'm suggesting that Rambam doesn't have any.
Wait, L'Chaverim doesn't mean children in the Chinuch?
I'm suggesting in the Chinuch, you'll see this, you tell me, I'm suggesting in the Chinuch like this. Again, when the Chinuch says va'afilu beinoy levein atzmayim ein sham acherim, right? To me, that's implied. Right? It's an added chiddush yourself if there's not acherim. It doesn't simply say afilu ein leibonim as the Rambam does in halacha afilu. So to me, that's implying that there's a basic assumption here that higadata means a conversation with others. Ideally, of course, children, but the assumption would be that if there's no children, you're discussing it with others, you need to speak out. No, there's even a concept of Hakadah La'atzmo. I think that's L'shitasa, because if Vigatul Vincha is the primary pasuk, Vigatul Vincha is a conversation. So good, the Vigata to Levitcha and its ideal might not be fulfilled. If you don't have children, it's not fulfilled with children, but the assumption is you're then doing the Haggadah with others, and therefore it's a Chiddush that no, there's even a concept of being Magid to yourself, which the Chinuch had to speak out and the Rambam didn't. That's another Diyuk which I would like to make. And a third Diyuk, I think Lashitaso I would like to make, is that the Chinuch has a different Hagdara of the bare bones mitzvah than the Rambam. He doesn't simply say Lesap B'Nisim flies, but the Inyan HaMitzvah Sheyizkar HaNisim V'Hanyanim She'iru La'lo Seinu B'Yitzias Mitzrayim. He says it's the bare bones mitzvah. You need to say the Nisim and the circumstances. Unlike the Rambam, who believed the primary mitzvah was the Nisim circumstances was the HaRizim Shubach. Is this an unrelated Machlaikas? I'm suggesting not. Because V'Higata Til Vincha in the Chinuch is the primary makar, and the conversation even with other adults or oneself is really a take-up of V'Higata Til Vincha, I'm suggesting in the Chinuch that the conversation even to oneself is always really copying what the V'Higata Til Vincha is. So just like V'Higata Til Vincha is stimulating the child, if you're an adult, you have to stimulate the adult, right? And if stimulating a discussing circumstances, not simply nisim, right? Not simply, right? Whatever is going to be the bare bones shear of a child, I'm suggesting in chinuch, would apply to an adult as well. This whole dichotomy of the Rambam, I'm suggesting is only in the Rambam, that there are two mitzvahs and two different mikoros. So there's sefer la'atzmo and there's stimulating a child. In the chinuch, the makor is stimulating a child, or, okay, nabuch, you can't stimulate a child. Conversation with others, or stimulate yourself, but it's a copy of stimulate. So the needs to the adult, I think the chinuch would find it strange. The chiyuv to oneself could be less than the chiyuv one has to a mature child, i.e., the chiyuv that my father would have to me, I would have that same chiyuv to myself, I'm suggesting, in the Rabbah, because wherever, I'm hoping the adult is gadol l'chacha, but wherever the gadol is, so I'm suggesting all these three divergences in the chinuch, the different pasuk, the fact that he has to bavarn as a chiddush, it's not even without dialogue, private conversation, and the fact that the mitzvah is not just l'sak b'nisim, but the iru to discuss events even to oneself, I think it's highly suggestible that all these points are connected on two different courses. So in the chinuch, it might be a safe statement. It's primarily a child-based mitzvah. If unfortunately you don't have children, you make it up yourself, but in the Rambam, I think these are two different mandates, and I think it's basic nafkamina in terms of how we approach the Seder. This is the tip of the iceberg. We'll have to discuss a take two. It was my pleasure. Thank you all very much. Hi, Pastor Visavet.
In the event that somebody doesn't have children around, so it should come out that according to the chinuch, could you come out?